How can I describe my emotions at this catastrophe?
Welcome to my Gothic dissertation, my actual dissertation on Gothic fiction, and the first dissertation ever to be produced in podcast form. In it, I report on what it's really like to be in grad school.
I ended up crying in the stacks of the library because it was just really designed to make me feel worthless, and it worked.
And all of the ways it feels like being trapped in a 19th century Gothic novel.
There is always darkness. There is always the threat of falling through a trapdoor or finding oneself in a lower level.
I'm Anna Williams, and as your narrator on this journey, I'll take you along on my real-life quest to complete my PhD in English and escape the grad school Gothic castle for good. On this quest, I invite you to listen in on some of the horror stories PhD students circulate behind closed doors.
This person either loves you or he hates you, and he'll decide really quickly, and there's really no making it up if he hates you.
To be a fly on the wall during my own committee meetings.
You are not developing here a suitable framework for suggesting.
And to hear education experts weigh in on the old school training practices that can make the Ivory Tower feel like an inhospitable, even terrifying place to those who don't traditionally belong.
You have to prove that you deserve to be part of this very selective community.
Along our journey, we'll also detour through the pages of some classic Gothic novels, catching up with fictional heroes on their own educational journeys in The Mysteries of Udolpho.
Emily gazed with melancholy awe upon the castle.
Charlotte Bronte's Villette.
Tell it not in Gath, I believe I was crying.
And of course, Frankenstein.
How can I delineate the wretch whom with such infinite pains and care I had endeavored to form?
All leading up to the defense of my own Frankensteinian creature that's part dissertation, part documentary, and all grad school Gothic. Subscribe to My Gothic Dissertation on Lyceum, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join me on July 9th when the creature comes to life.